It's the Sunday before the election, and I'm at a public shooting range on the outskirts of Anchorage. I'm here because the first two Alaskans to join the Socialist Rifle Association are holding their first range day.
When I tell people that I'm a member of the Socialist Rifle Association, they get confused.
That's a member who doesn't want to give his name. More on why in a minute.
There's just a notion that socialists are authoritarian and anti-gun, and they get really scared just by that word, socialist.
The 30-year-old works on the pipeline, sports a ball cap, fuzzy facial hair, and knee-high steel-toe rubber boots. He believes strongly in the Second Amendment, but says he's put off by mainstream shooting groups.
I was actually on the verge of joining the National Rifle Association, but this one just seemed more in line with my views.
The Socialist Rifle Association legally incorporated last month in Kansas. It's part of a trend of leftist gun groups that sprung up as an alternative to the NRA.
We are witnesses to the most ruthless attack on a president and the people who voted for him.
We are Donald Trump's strongest, most unflinching ally.
We are the National Rifle Association of America.
You look at some of the rhetoric that the NRA has been putting out over the last year or so, and kind of wondering, I think possibly they're the real extremists, not us.
Nick also recently joined the Socialist Rifle Association. He's helping set up an Alaska chapter.
I think that there's a lot of marginalized groups that could benefit from self-defense, such as the LGBT community, you know, minorities, and also poor people, where they're not as well served by the police as people with more money.
The right to bear arms is widely supported in Alaska. A 2017 poll found 60% of Alaskans oppose stricter gun laws. The Second Amendment is one thing these guys and more right-wing gun enthusiasts do have in common.
It's been one of the icebreakers when I have a big disagreement with somebody, where it starts getting nasty and they have these preconceived notions of what a leftist is to start talking about guns and gun ownership and gun rights. And yeah, it is. It's very healing.
So why the anonymity? Both say they're worried about their jobs. The pipeline worker says he often talks politics with coworkers.
But there's no reason to go on public radio and let my coworker, or not even my coworkers, but maybe some of the more...
Your bosses.
Yeah, my bosses, pretty much. And I don't want to scare anyone in my workplace with this, because it is, it's a really sensitive issue.
It is sensitive. Organizing around guns and ideology in a polarized political climate has potential dangers.
Our society is flooded with assault-style rifles.
Bill Moreland is a veteran reporter in Spokane who's covered militia movements in the Pacific Northwest for decades. He now works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks extremist groups.
There's a political pot out there, and it's really boiling. And you have the far left and the far right, and they're both in this pot. And all this has really, the temperature of the boil and the rapidity of the boil was really kicked up with the November 2016 election of Donald Trump.
He says most political violence stems from the far right. His groups tracked at least 41 murders by far-right extremists, or those who admitted to be inspired by far-right rhetoric, this year alone.
The rise of right-wing domestic terrorism is a serious issue in this country.
Alexander Tackett is the president of the Socialist Rifle Association in Wichita, Kansas.
But the moment a bunch of leftists meet up at the gun range, people start getting antsy, when this has already been going on the other side for a long time.
The group has rules against open carrying at demonstrations or rallies, but it stands in solidarity with armed leftist groups that do. Back at the pistol range, I'm told that armed activism isn't what these guys joined up for.
We're not a militia, and we don't support any activism that includes violence. You know, I mean, it's guns are our premise as an organization, but we don't advocate violence, and we're not okay with it unless it's in self-defense.
The Socialist Rifle Association is proving popular. A little over a month since it was incorporated, it's gone from a semi-serious Facebook group to a social welfare organization with nearly 1,000 card-carrying members. And there are now chapters in all 50 states, including Alaska. With help from Casey Grove, I'm Jacob Resnick in Anchorage, Alaska.
That's the working class pistol right there.